Chapter 47. Luther, Father of the Great Reformation. Martin Luther was the leading reformer whom God called to guide the church from the darkness of heresy into the knowledge of a purer faith. Luther was zealous for truth. He served God and was not afraid of people. Luther's religious faith was based only on the Holy Scriptures. God used Luther to do a great work in reforming the church and bringing Bible truths to the world. Luther was the man for his time. One day, as Luther was searching for books in the library of the university, he discovered a Bible written in Latin. Luther had heard parts of the Gospels and the letters of Paul read at public worship. He thought the Gospels and letters were the whole Bible. Now, for the first time, Luther saw the whole Bible. He turned the sacred pages with reverence and wonder. Luther's heart beat faster as he read for himself the words of life. Often he stopped reading and said, "Oh, if God would give me such a book for my own!" Angels of heaven were by Luther's side. Rays of light from the throne of God helped Luther understand the important truths that he read. Luther was always afraid he would not obey one of God's laws and thus make God angry. Now, more than before, he realized what a great sinner he was. Luther had an earnest desire to be free from sin. Hoping to find peace with God, Luther entered a school for monks. Luther found a Bible chained to the wall. Every minute Luther could take from his daily work, he spent studying the Bible. Luther robbed himself of sleep and hated to stop studying to eat his humble meals. More than anything else, Luther loved to study God's Word. After a while, Luther was ordained as a priest. Then he was a professor at the University of Wittenberg. At Wittenberg, Luther was able to study the Bible in the original languages. Luther began to give talks about the Bible. Crowds of delighted listeners began to understand the Book of Psalms, the Gospels, and the letters of Paul. Luther preached the Bible with power, and the grace of God rested on him. His beautiful use of words attracted the people who listened to him. With clearness and power, Luther presented the truth. People listened and understood, and their hearts were touched with Luther's warmth and zeal. A leader in reforms. God led Luther to decide to visit Rome. The Pope had promised an indulgence to everyone who would climb Pilate's staircase on their knees. One day, in Rome, Luther was climbing these stairs on his knees. Suddenly, a loud voice seemed to say to him, "The just shall live by faith." Luther jumped up from his knees and hurried from the place, feeling shame and horror. That verse, "The just shall live by faith," never lost its power on Luther. Now he understood more clearly the error of trusting to human works for salvation. Luther understood that it is necessary to have continual faith in the sacrifice and ministry of Christ. He now understood the satanic deceptions of the papacy. He would always remember these deceptions. When Luther left the city of Rome, he also left his faith in Rome's doctrines. From that time, the separation grew wider until Luther had no connection with the papal church. After Luther returned from Rome, he received the degree of Doctor of Divinity from the University of Wittenberg. Now Luther could continually study the scriptures he loved. Luther had taken a serious vow to study the Bible carefully and to preach honestly the Word of God. He would never again teach the doctrines of Rome. Luther was more than a monk and a professor. He also was an authorized preacher of the Bible. He had been called as a shepherd to spiritually feed the people of God. These people were eager to hear truth. Luther said his doctrines would rest on the authority of the sacred scriptures. This teaching of Luther struck at the base of papal power. This teaching contained the important principle of the Reformation. Luther boldly began his work as a preacher and defender of truth. His voice was heard warning the people how terrible sin is. Luther taught that people cannot make themselves less guilty. They cannot escape punishment by their own good works. Nothing but repentance to God and faith in Christ can save sinful people. The grace of Christ is a free gift. Christ's grace cannot be bought. Luther advised people not to pay money to have their sins forgiven. Luther taught people to look in faith to a crucified Redeemer. He spoke of his own experience in seeking salvation by humbly and painfully punishing himself. Luther said that when he looked away from himself and believed in Christ, he found peace and joy. Luther's teachings attracted the attention of thoughtful people in all parts of Germany. Luther's sermons and writings spread truth that spiritually awakened and brightened the lives of thousands of people. A living faith was taking the place of ceremonies in the church. People were losing faith in the teachings of Rome. Luther tested every doctrine by the Word of God. God's Word was the same as a two-edged sword, changing the lives of the people. The desire for spiritual growth was awakening everywhere. People were searching for righteousness as had not happened for centuries. People had accepted human ceremonies and human mediators for hundreds of years. Now people were turning in repentance and faith to Christ who had been crucified. Martin Luther's writings and his doctrines were reaching every nation in the Christian world. The work spread to Switzerland and Holland. Copies of Luther's writings were taken to France and Spain. In England, Luther's teachings were received as the word of life. The truth also reached Belgium and Italy. Thousands were awakening from their ignorance to the joy and hope of a life of faith. Luther breaks with Rome. Rome was determined to destroy Luther, but God was his protector. Luther's doctrines were heard everywhere, in schools, in homes, in castles of the nobles, in universities, in the palaces of kings. Brave men were rising everywhere to help the work of Luther. Luther asked the emperor and leaders of Germany to help the Christian Reformation. Luther wrote about the Pope. "It is a terrible thing to see the man who calls himself Christ's representative living in so much wealth that not an emperor can equal him. Is having so much wealth the same as the poor Jesus or the humble Peter? They say the Pope is Lord of the world. The Pope says he is Christ's representative. Christ says, 'My kingdom is not of this world.' Can the power of a representative be greater than the power of the one he represents?" Martin Luther wrote to the universities, "I am afraid that the universities will be the great gates of hell unless they earnestly study and explain the Holy Scriptures. The Scriptures must be written in the hearts of the youth. I advise people, do not send your children where the Scriptures are not the most important subject taught. Every school where people do not continually search the Word of God must become corrupt." This letter to the universities quickly spread through Germany. Luther's letter had a powerful influence upon the people. The whole nation united in reform. Luther's enemies wanted revenge. They urged the people to do something against Luther. The Pope said Luther's doctrines must be condemned as evil. 60 days would be given to Luther and his followers to take back their statements of belief or be put out of the Roman Catholic Church. When the Pope's law reached Luther, Luther said, "This law is unholy, false. Christ himself is attacked. I rejoice in having to suffer such troubles for the best of causes. Already I feel greater liberty in my heart. At last I know that the Pope is Antichrist, against Christ, and that his, the Pope's, throne is that of Satan himself. The Pope of Rome still had power. Prison, persecution, and sword were used to frighten people into obedience. Everything seemed to show Luther's work was about to end. Weak and fearful people trembled before the Pope's law. People had much sympathy for Luther, but many people felt they could not risk their lives in the cause of reform.